صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سنة سنة إلى مدينة ما بعد. نزلت في البدر سيستر الإسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام.
Continue our class إن شاء الله تعالى في سورة المائدة, سورة نمبر 5, آية نمبر 5. And we said many times that the سورة المائدة is the last revelation. Last revelation in the Quran, سورة المائدة, سورة نمبر 5. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, المائدة آخر ما نزل من القرآن. المائدة is the last revelation, came to me, I have received from Allah تبارك وتعالى. فأحل حلالها وحرم حرامها. What Allah said is halal in the مائدة, take it as halal. What Allah تبارك وتعالى said in مائدة, in سورة المائدة, the table, حرام, take it as حرام. We have no option. Allah is the one, he gives the rules. We cannot actually go over Allah and His messengers. وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمر. سورة الأحزاب. There is no option for a male believer and a female believer. If Allah and His messenger decree something or anything, they don't have any options. We cannot follow the culture. We follow the Quran and Sunnah. إن شاء الله تعالى. طيب, سورة المائدة, we have it here, the سورة number 5. We reach the ayah in the Quran about the marriage from the believer female number 1, the Muslim female number 1, the Muslim female number 1. I said that desirable. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم encouraged the Muslim to marry a Muslim female number 1. But if you don't find, you go for what? A Christian or Jewish female, chaste woman, honor woman, known, she accept your conditions. That is actually the condition what we say. Allah said that in Surah Al-Ma'idah, that which take number 1, the shaded one, the shaded area by gray. Second line, and lawful in marriage are chaste woman from among the believers. Chaste woman number 1 from among the believer. Honor woman from the believers number 1. And look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, chaste woman from among those who were given description, the Christian and Jew. Chaste woman, honor woman from them, need to marry. She doesn't need exactly to be a girlfriend. She need to marry. And your desire also, you need to marry her too. That is the condition here. Do not tell me I don't know any culture or ignorant people who give fatwa without knowledge. We cannot go over Allah and His messengers. Yes, they're committing shirk. Yes, they believe Isa is the son of Allah. Yes, they believe Isa is a god. Yet the Yahud, they commit shirk also. They said Ezra al-Uzair is the son of Allah. But original deen are Islam. The Torah is Islam. The Injil is Islam. They are the one, they fabricate some stuff. And Muslim also fabricate. Do the Muslim fabricate some stuff in Islam or not? Yes. We have some among us Muslim today, they call it secular. Secular Muslim. When you give him ayah from the book of Allah, he said, let me exactly, I have to check with my mind. I have to search my mind first. You search your mind, Allah, he told you. Some Muslim today also, وَلِيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, they do exactly, they said, أَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. But when you told them, go and practice it here, he said, but what, ya akhi, from the shaitan. Some Muslim also committing shirk. For your information. But actually, if the Muslim committed shirk, do we have any problem about Islam religion? No. He is the one who committing the shirk. But the Islam is pure religion. We need to understand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said here, from among believer and the chaste woman from among those who were giving description before you, the Christian and you, with a condition. What is the condition is? When you have given them their due compensation,
Mahr is a condition. Bridal money is a condition. Bridal money is a condition. You have to give mahr for the woman, either Muslim or non-Muslim. Allah, He said here, إِذَا أَتَيْتُمُهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ. When you give them exactly the bridal money, the mahr. And number two, desiring chastity, desiring to marry, honor woman. She, the Christian and Jewish woman need to marry, not to have illegal sexual intercourse with the Muslim. The condition here is she willing to marry. And number two, number three, desiring chastity, unlawful sexual intercourse. She doesn't desire any boyfriend, or he desire a girlfriend. No, they need to marry, legal marriage in Islam. Or taking secret lovers. Secret lovers mean to have like a girlfriend. To have a girlfriend in the side. And in front of the people, she's my wife. But indeed, he never marry her. We have some Muslim like this. Based on that, I would like to share you, inshallah ta'ala, some fact here. And concentrate with me. And we are taping this, inshallah, for the people for the review. Nikah in Islam. Nikah, what's the mean nikah? Marriage in Islam. Either virgin woman or a woman she has experience before in marriage. Her husband died, or her husband divorced her. She include this ayat. Included the ayat. Allah make a condition in this marriage. Muhsana. Muhsana min al-mu'minat. It means has to be honor. Chaste woman. She has a relation. That the Muslim, if he need to marry a Muslim woman, you cannot marry a Muslim woman with a bad behavior. She has to be honor, known. She doesn't have any bad behavior. Muslim actually can find a Muslim girl today naked without hijab. You're not allowed to marry her unless you make it actual condition with her. If you need to marry me, you have to wear the hijab. Cannot go and marry and leave your wife walking in the street half naked. Haram in Islam. You need action in order to marry the Muslim woman. You don't go for her body. Because life is not only sex. Life is the family. Life is to have children. Life to have honor, to be honor. And she has to be honor in this life. So number one, action. So he's not allowed to go and marry Muslim female whom she has a bad behavior. Or crooked, she follow crooked. No, take the hijab. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. I'm not going to wear the hijab. You refuse the order of Allah. Allah order you to cover yourself. You cannot marry the woman according to her desire. You marry the woman according to the condition of Islam. That is number one. Aye. And again, I will say it 100 times. The prophets encourage the believer to marry a Muslim female first. Why? She will save your children. She will honor you. She will keep your children in a state of Islam. She's not going to take your children to the church of synagogue. So that's why priority. Important to go and Muslim, marry the Muslim female. To keep you in honor. Hi. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم تخيروا لنطفكم. Before you go and marry, choose the woman for your sperm. Sperm it means money. Before you drop your money, or you choose a woman, you choose for your money, choose the right woman for your money, for your sperm. Before you think about the marriage, you have to look for the future. What's going to happen to my children? What's going to happen to this woman? That's very important. Muhsana in Islam, it means chaste and honor woman. Like Allah said about Surah Al-Tahrim. Surah Al-Tahrim. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومريم ابنة عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكانت من القانتين.
الله سبحانه وتعالى and the example of Mary, the daughter of Imran, who guard her chastity. Allah التي أحصنت, that mean محصنة, that mean she guard her private part, she keep her private part in honor. That is the condition, call it muhsana. Muhsana because Allah تبارك وتعالى وَالْمُحْصَنَاتُ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْمُحْصَنَاتُ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. When Allah سبحانه وتعالى said exactly for it, and lawful in marriage are chaste women from among believer and chaste women from among those who were giving scripture before you. That is the condition. And then Allah تبارك وتعالى said محصنين غير مسافحين ولا متخذ أدات. سورة المائدة 5:5 made a condition in marriage. Either Muslim female or a Christian or Jewish female. Number one has to be chaste woman. محصنة. You have the French language, Mustafa. محصنة, محصنين is mean honor woman. Chaste woman. Willing to marry. Not to have illegal sexual intercourse. غير مسافحين, not to actually to publish the zina. She's my girlfriend openly. مسافحين غير مسافحين, مسافحين is mean exactly be honor. It's my girlfriend, she is my girlfriend openly, or secret lovers, or you keep her in secret as a girlfriend and secret, and you introduce her for the people as what, as a wife. But indeed she is a girlfriend. Haram. Aye. And as we agree before 100 times, Muslim are not allowed to marry from Hindus. Muslim are not allowed from the Hindus. Muslim is not allowed actually to marry atheists. Mulhida. She has no religion. You ask her, she said, I don't believe in a religion. Haram to marry this girl. Muslim not allowed to marry from the Jews, Magas. Those who worship the fire, wa la'uzu billah, or to worship the moon, or to worship anything inner, they don't have any relation. It cannot marry exactly this. Aye. And we came to an important area here. If you don't find a free woman to marry them from the believer female, so go and marry a believer female slave female. Muslim cannot marry from the slave woman from the Christian and Jew. You take her only as to enjoy the woman. In the Islam, yes, and the Prophet ﷺ, when you're talking about Mary, the Coptic, which is the king of Egypt, send her as a gift to the Prophet Muhammad. The Prophet, he did not marry her. He used her as a right hand possesses. He did not marry her. That time was legal to have a slave or to have a right hand possesses. And in our generation, there are no more slave any woman. No slave woman anymore. Used to be before, except in a certain area today, it's in all over the world. And Muslim cannot have any relation. It's mean to sleep with any woman today, and you call her a slave. Except one condition, if she be exactly captive woman, you gain her, you earn her in a war, in order to punish this believer who fight against you. So you take their female and use her as a captive woman. We don't have any slave woman slavery. The Islam came to free all the women to be slave. It used to be before, not now. Except a certain area today, or the house of prostitute. The house of prostitute, people, they buy them with money to sleep with them with certain hour or certain time in order to enjoy the woman. And they use her as a slave. No, there's not the exception, no.
Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran, if you don't find the believer female, free woman, you go and marry from the slave believer female, believing female, slave believing female.
Allah sent the Quran for that, exactly what you have in ayah, in ayah number 3. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told you number 3, the 3 nabij. Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, ayah number 25. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنْكُمْ طَوْلًا أَنْ يَنْكِحَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ فَمِمَّنْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ مِنْ فَتَيَاتِكُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِإِيمَانِكُمْ بَعْضُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ فانكحوهن بإذن أهلهن وآتوهن أجورهن بالمعروف محصنات غير مسافحات ولا متخذات أقدان.
سورة النساء, سورة نمبر 4, آية نمبر 25. The translation is, and whoever among you cannot find the means to marry a free believing woman, then may marry from those whom your right hand possesses, or believing a slave girl, or believing a slave girl. You are not allowed to marry a slave female from the Jew and Christian. You are not. Only you marry if you don't find a believing female, free woman. You go and you marry from the slave or right hand possesses, from the believers. But we're going to have a problem with this. Slave, your right hand possesses, or believing slave girls. And Allah is the most knowing about your faith. You believers are of one another. So may marry them without, with permission of their people. If you want to go marry a right hand possesses, which is owned by a master, she's still a slave under her masters, you could, and she became a believer, you could marry this girl, but we don't have, you have to take a permission from her family members. Her family members. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, so marry them with the permission of their people, and they give them their due compensation, dowry, according to what is acceptable. They should be chaste, must be chaste woman, neither of those who commit unlawful intercourse randomly, nor those who take secret lovers, but to be patient is better for you. So we have a problem here. And the problem, in order to marry from the right hand possesses, right hand possesses. If you caption woman from the Christian and war in the war, you are not allowed to marry them. According to this condition, inshallah, we're going tomorrow to speak, inshallah ta'ala, if you are able to write right hand possesses, female believers, you're going to marry her with the approval from her master. If she's still a slave, or her family member. Around this area, inshallah, our class exactly will be, inshallah. We don't have to muster a customer today. It seems actually the people, they don't accept this condition at all. They still continue to follow the culture. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granting your personal knowledge. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.